That's what I was going to ask you. I bet there is that's like a release for you.
It is
a whole other thing that. Yeah.
And they're not related.
Yeah, you know? Really has nothing to do with the other.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It don't have anything with each other.
So. Yeah. I mean, really, it's almost night and day. In the two different lifestyles.
It is.
Anything coming up you want to make sure people know about or in this record that you're doing? I get this new record you're on right now.
Yeah, this new record, Good Love, it's Appalachia, West Virginia meets pop. Pop guitar, pop Nashville.
Yeah.
And it's a really unique sound. And it's dobros and banjos on the top and rock and roll riffs and a lot of bass and drum guitar on the bottom. And it's a new sound for us that just come very easy, very natural. And I can't wait to get this thing out in the next few weeks and get people here and see what they think.
I bet that was exciting. You've been actually doing a lot of interviews, a lot of radio type things promoting your last record, right?
We did a radio tour that went real well for us. We left Nashville and we did 13 radio stations in 4 days. And it was just, we went straight through Tuscaloosa to Biloxi, Mississippi, and had some great radio stations down there and made some very good friends, people we were keeping in touch with. And 4 days after we were back home was when that major tornado come through there. And it pretty much was on the path that our bus was on.
Wow.
Yeah, so those people down there just took a hit. And then the floods come right after that. So, our heart goes out to those folks. And they took a hard lick this year in weather out there. We did Nash Vegas, which was produced by Charlotte McCoy. That was a radio tour we did in Las Vegas during the ACM Awards. It was during the award. So, that and lots of radio stations playing us and calling us. And it's very flattering to have them wanting us on their shows. So, yeah.
And yesterday you did a photo shoot.
Yeah, we needed some fresh pictures for the new single. So I think we got what we needed yesterday, and we put Brian in an Armani shirt, which is unbelievable. So he took off his trucker's ball cap and put on an old man's hat. You know, he's always wore the big buckle, the cowboy boots, and the trucker's hat. So,
yeah.
So the shoot went a different direction than what we've been taking. So it's everything's new and fresh, and it's exciting.
So do you know what the new record that's going to be coming out? Do you have a title for the album yet, or is it still undecided as far as what it's going to be called?
I can tell you it's going to be a 6-pack, mm-hmm. and there'll be 6 songs on it. And we don't have a title.
Yeah.
The single off of it's going to be called Good Love. Now, whether that's the title, I don't know. We hadn't got that before. There is a gospel song that may be on there, and it hadn't been strapped yet. But I wrote a song called 5 More Steps. And the beauty of the song is that I'm not typically the writer. Brian and Wendy do most of the writing of the three of us. So that I wrote a song speaks volumes because I don't write well. But I wrote this song, and what I was going for was a Jesus story in first person. I never heard it written that way. So it's the song is about Jesus carrying the cross, and he is speaking in the song, and 5 more steps with this old rugged cross, and he's carrying it to the top of the hill.
Right.
That song really fell into place, and we're hoping it's going to be on there, and it's a really nice story.
Your next touring, what's the next show that's coming up?
Our next thing that's coming up this weekend is for the West Virginia Arts Association up in Beckley, West Virginia. And we did a show this past weekend with Dierks Bentley, Montgomery Gentry, Easton Corbin, Justin Moore, Craig Morgan. So we did a show with them up there, and that went really well. It sold out about 30,000 people or so.
That was Bluefield, right?
It was Bluefield. So then our next one will be up there in Beckley, and we got some fairs and festivals on up through the fall, mostly up in that region.
Well, I wish you all the best of luck in the world. You know, you've got a great group, and you're really rocking. I was in the studio a little while ago, and I got to hear a little bit of this record, and it's going to be special.
Thank you. Yeah. We're sure hoping and praying.
I appreciate you doing this.
Thank you very much.